Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply, we're off to a great start. Think about how important starting is. Obviously, everyone is excited about the new year. There were New Year's celebrations everywhere all over the world, in fact, as people wanted to go out with the old and come in with the new. Well, by the same token, my friends, getting off to a great start is important in every aspect of life. If you're a person who watches sport, take track and field, for instance, the runners have to make sure that they get off to a good start in order to have the best chance of winning the race. It's the same that's in a football game, a basketball game. The teams that get off to the best starts are the ones that usually win. By the same token, in relationship, the first date, if it's successful, almost guarantees a second date is on the horizon. The first business meeting, if a great impression was made, guarantees that you're going to have the opportunity to have a second meeting, follow-up meetings, and then you can close the deal later on down the line, but it all begins with a great start. By the same token, my friends, in business, we want to start the new year off right. And in order to do so, there are 5 key components. I'll only talk about 3 today in our START acronym that says this is how you begin your new year. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the parties are all gone, the favors are put up, and everything now is about what we do from this point on. And the best component for us is to get off to a great start. That START acronym begins with the S, and that's for saturation. Yes, my friends and neighbors, saturation. We've got to commit ourselves in this new year to surround and saturate ourselves with positivity, with information, with valuable knowledge and education, because that's what's going to help us advance. If you saturate anything, then that means you've completely soaked it to where it can absorb no more. And the same thing as it relates to our minds, we want to saturate our mind with so much positivity that we can't squeeze any more in it. It's going to change what comes out of our mouth. It's going to change our attitude. It's going to change what people think about us when they meet and interact with us, because we're saturating ourselves with positivity. Well, how do you do that? I always say, remember these 2 key points, memorize and emphasize. When was the last time you memorized a positive quote, a scripture, a phrase, something that you could hold on to, that you repeated day in and day out every day over the course of time? That memorization factor is what will help in saturating the mind. Because obviously, of course, you remember if you've ever had to recite something. I don't care if it was a speech or something, if it was a script for a play, then you memorized it and you said it over and over and over again. And even if you performed the play in high school, in junior high, or maybe elementary, you probably still remember it because you spent so much time saturating yourself with those phrases. Well, I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to find the excerpts from the most positive books and quotes from the most positive people and commit them to memory so that every time a challenge arises, it automatically comes out. I'm reminded of watching a show with my kids. We watched this movie called The Wiz, a remake of The Wizard of Oz. And the Scarecrow, who didn't have a brain, had all of these quotes stuffed into his mind. And every time something bad would happen, he just reach inside his head and he pull out a quote. Maybe it's from Cicero, a Plato, a Solomon, you name it. I say, my friends and neighbors, by the same token, every time adversity strikes, if you've got enough in your memory bank, we can always make it through. Yes, my friends, memorize and emphasize. Emphasize is simply living what you have committed to memory. We all do it. Whatever we commit to memory is going to come to reality in our lives at one point or another, which is why memorization is so important. And when we find those positive things to put in our heads and we saturate ourselves with it, we're going to become it. After saturation, my friends, that T stands for tabulation. Yes, this is a process process of mapping it all out. You see, back in the older days, in the days before computers were electronic and we had all the devices that we have, then charts and graphs were extremely important. Even in our company today, our motto is simple. If you can't chart it, you can't start it, because we want to see where you expect it to go. Tabulation is simply the process of mapping out on paper everything you're about to do. My friends, again, I challenge you that the tabulation phase is powerful, and it's used in more areas than one. Coaches have game plans and playbooks. Teachers have lesson plans. Politicians have tabulated speeches. They're already pre-written. They're on a teleprompter. They already know what responses are going to expect and what audiences they expect the speech to resonate with. Why? Because it's been tabulated. Yes, my friends, to-do lists and action plans, business proposals are all forms of tabulation. This is when you say what you are going to do and then outline the expected outcome. I'm going to tell you one of the greatest things that you can ever see is when you map something out ahead of time and then see it come out in reality the same way you've mapped it. Many years ago, there was a show called The A-Team, and on The A-Team, the leader of that group would always say at the end of the show, "I love it when a plan comes together." He would take the time to calculate his strategy and how he was going to defeat the bad guys. Well, at the end of it, it always seemed to work exactly as he planned. Well, why? He tabulated it. He charted it out. You can go back and look at your previous tabulations, your previous lists, business plans, outlines, proposals, you name it, and see how well they actually performed. And all it's going to do is make you a better strategist. See, tabulation is the process of organizing and strategizing. If saturation is memorized and emphasized, then tabulation is organized and strategized. Yes, my friends and neighbors, map it all out. I challenge you to tabulate. And finally, my friends, that A in our START acronym reminds us of the importance of association. Well, association has a powerful impact into the start of anything, because that association will typically tell you how far you go. You ever heard that term, guilty by association? This is simply the negative impacts of poor relationships. That term, guilty by association, actually has a judicial connotation, because there are people in prison right now, not because they committed a crime, but because of their proximity to somebody who did. They were then named accessories or accomplices. By the same token, my friends, you do have guilty by association, but you can also have prosperity by association, and favor by association, and respect by associations. Yes, my friends, it means that if I am going to pick the right partners, that I don't have a limit as to how far I can go. See, association is where you realize and maximize your wildest dreams. You can dream bigger when you connect it to the right people. How do you do it? I challenge you to be somebody's shadow, to communicate with someone about how much you'd like to spend time with them this year, how much you want to learn from them this year. And remember, tabulate it, put it on a chart, and see what you expect to gain from that person, how you expect to grow from that person. And I assure you, my friends and neighbors, that you will get off to the best new year ever. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this training segment. And if you did, I challenge you to boost your career with soft skills certifications from Success Training Institute. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.